This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
Pickleball is a cross between badminton and racquetball with a twist of tennis. It's been around since 1965, but today, pickleball is the fastest growing sport in the country and Chicago. WBEZ's Natalie Moore went out to some courts and has this story.
A group of 10 seniors smash the plastic balls with intensity and competitiveness. They call themselves 39 Mandrake, after the park on Cottage Grove.
I came from the tennis world, can't play anymore, but this is something that would be a substitute. And I look at it like this, it supports my mental and physical health. I like to be active, I'm not a sedentary person, plus it's free.
Who has the pickleball license plate that says I'd rather be playing pickleball? That's you? Denise Jordan is obviously serious about pickleball. The game is played with paddles and a plastic wiffle ball. The court is half the size of a tennis court. And like tennis, you can play singles or doubles and you need 11 points to win. Then Jordan shows me her necklace, which is a pickleball phrase.
But you see, dink, dink.
What does dink mean?
Dink, when you get to that line right there. The white line.
Which white line?
This one. I'm sorry.
The group is out here three times a week with their chairs, music, and sometimes tables of food.
And actually, I was in a water aerobics class with a woman that discovered pickleball. And she invited me to go with her. And I never went back to the swimming pool. I like the social part of it, the competitiveness, and the fact that I get a lot of exercise. It's helped me a lot because I'm suffering from cancer. And they've been saying that the more exercise I get, the better it seems to be going.
I've been playing pickleball for at least, I would say, probably roughly 5 years. And I started out at Kennecott. And at that time, Kennecott was the only place on the south side that we knew to play pickleball at. And it was only two courts there. And then it got so overwhelmed with people because we had people from all over the city, downtown, South Loop, South Side that was coming to Kennecott. But because we were so enforcive about having some pickleball courts, so we have lots and lots of places to play pickleball at now.
Pickleball players used to draw chalk around tennis lines on Park District courts to create makeshift pickleball courts. Then 5 years ago, a pickleball player walked into a Chicago Park District supervisor's office and told her more pickleball was needed. Since then, there are pickleball courts at 30 parks, sometimes some inside gyms and some on dual-use tennis courts. One of the dedicated pickleball courts is at Gwendolyn Brooks Park on 45th and Greenwood.
My name is Aaliyah.
My name is Vera May.
My name is Miracle Baca.
Amaru Smith.
Who's the best pickleball player?
I believe I am, but if I had to be technical, I think it's her.
So the you look like you're the youngest. How old are you?
8.
Okay. Thing with this is, what we're learning now is boundaries.
Their coach is Ricardo Pruitt, founder of Universal Picklers.
Most kids are finding that this is an alternative sport that they can do, anyone can do it, and it's trigenerational, it's non-gender. Our youngest is 3 years old, our oldest is 91.
In September, the kids will have a grand tournament at the Kroc Center.
Oh, you got me.
Natalie Moore, WBEZ News.
You can step inside the kitchen, but if they try to hit the backyard, they're hurt to step out. If you're still in it, then it doesn't matter.